I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day, now our regular Friday digest of what the critics are saying about the week's new movie releases. It's compiled by the online magazine Slate, and here is Mark Jordan Ligon.
First up in selected cities, we have Memoirs of a Geisha, which is all about, well, the memoirs of a geisha. Come on, the book was everywhere. So Rob Marshall, the director of Chicago, brings his visual flair to this epic story, which stars Michelle Yeoh, Ken Watanabe, and the beautiful Shang Zi as the title character.
We don't become geisha to pursue our own destinies. We become geisha because we have no choice.
The nation's critics all agree it is visually stunning, but many complain of the bland soap opera adaptation, even though Variety likes it, saying Arthur Golden's international bestseller has been moved to the big screen with beauty and tact. Many others agree with Newsday, which gripes the book has been transfigured into an overripe romance that manages the not-so-cute trick of being both glitzy and ponderous while straining for delicacy and grandeur. And Entertainment Weekly thinks Memoirs of a Geisha loses its taste for risk and settles for the familiar blandishments of good looks and technical control. Next, we have the political thriller Syriana. Written and directed by Steve Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic, it stars George Clooney as a CIA agent battling terrorists and oil companies in the Middle East. Matt Damon and Chris Cooper also star.
If anything happens to me or my family, an accident, an accusation, anything, then first your son will disappear. His body will never be found. Then your wife, her body will never be found either. Now, this is guaranteed.
The critics have high praise for Syriana, despite or perhaps because of its extremely complicated plot. The LA Times cheers a fearless and ambitious piece of work, a film that takes numerous risks and thrives on them all. The New York Times calls it a complex, intriguing narrative about oil, terrorism, money, and power, and USA Today finds it emotionally engaging and intellectually stimulating. And opening in wide release, we have the fantasy adventure The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Based on the children's classic by C.S. Lewis, the family film is set in World War II England and focuses on the exploits of four siblings who enter a strange, exciting world through a magical wardrobe closet. Tilda Swinton and Jim Broadbent star.
It's a beaver.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
I ain't gonna smell it, if that's what you want.
It's a talking beaver.
Overall, the critics love it, saying this is the film to take the family to over the holidays. Well told, handsome, stirring, and loads of fun, cheers the Washington Post. The New York Times reassures C.S. Lewis fans, saying this honorable adaptation has much of the power and charm of the source. And the Dallas Morning News raves, visual splendor, unsullied earnestness, and a strong sense of holiday showmanship. So it looks like the filmmakers pulled it off. Many people have tried to adapt this story. Even I did back in college, but with no budget, we had to cut way back. That's why instead of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, all we could afford to make was The House Cat, The Biology Major, and The Sock Drawer.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.